This is Here and Now on WFAE. I'm Nick Delacanel. Each day this week, we're going to different areas in Charlotte and asking voters what matters to them in this election. It's our series, Politics in the Park. Today, we're visiting traditionally conservative South Charlotte, also known as the Wedge. That's because if you look at all the Charlotte neighborhoods that are in the top 10% socioeconomically, they all roughly fall in the South Charlotte area between Providence Road and Park Road in the shape of, well, a wedge. On the westernmost side is Park Road Park, a quiet park that's mostly empty in the mid-afternoon, save for a few kids and their nannies. It's where we meet Lacey Beatty. She's a full-time nanny and resident in South Park. She says LGBT rights are a concern of hers because she's a lesbian.
You have to find somebody who's LGBT friendly. You know, you can't work in somebody's household like that and not have them be okay. I've been in that position and it's not fun.
Well, so as a lesbian and someone who knows a lot of LGBT people in the area, recently, do you feel like you're not as welcome here?
No, I've never had that problem.
Even with like the recent legislation?
Yeah. Because it's never been a personal issue for me, but I know people it's been an issue for.
She says she's still making up her mind who to vote for in local elections, but she'll want someone pro-LGBT rights. That's one of her top issues. It's also an important issue for another nanny and South Charlotte resident, Jamie McLean, who's here with two young boys, Jacob and Preston, who are inciting a mob of ducks with their breadcrumbs. McLean says she spent time thinking long and hard about House Bill 2.
You know, nobody really paid attention before until, we won't name any names, brought it up in the news, and then all of a sudden it's a big deal. 5 years ago, if I was to walk in the bathroom and there was a man dressed like a woman and going to the bathroom, who cares? He has to go in a stall. If it's a woman going in a men's bathroom, who cares? He has to go in a stall. On the other hand, it does open the door for sexual predators for other kids.
So are you, it sounds like you're kind of on the fence. You can see it both ways?
I can see it both ways, yeah. I'm kind of on the fence, so I don't know.
So what do you think you're going to do come November 8th? Are you going to be leaning more towards the Republican governor, Pat McCrory?
Yes. Pat McCrory, absolutely yes.
Well, what do you make of all the business that we've lost with HB2?
It'll pass. Get over it.
Really?
Fact. Eventually, some other problem will come up or an issue will come up, and that'll be water under the bridge, just like it's called life. Some people just don't deal with it well.
Preston.
And so how long have you been in Charlotte?
17 years.
17 years. That's a while. So you're a longtime resident.
I'm a resident for a while, yes.
Have you seen the city change at all? Because I feel like recently Charlotte has tilted a little bit more liberal, especially we had Governor Pat McCrory in the past, who was a moderate Republican. But more recently, we've had Jennifer Roberts, who I think people would say does lean pretty far to the left.
You know, I made the mistake of voting for Jennifer Roberts last year, and I wish I hadn't. That's the name I didn't want to raise a minute ago with the House Bill 2 issues.
Really?
But once again, it's life. It'll smooth out. It's all good. Just got to have faith and believe, and everything will turn out good.
I think for as much paranoia as there is in this election, you seem pretty optimistic.
Of course. If you can't be optimistic, you have nothing to really motivate you.
You just have to be optimistic.
Yes. Okay. Or just love God and love life. They go hand in hand. You're letting them have it.
That's the voice of Jamie McLean, and before that, Lacey Beatty, two nannies we met in South Charlotte. Tomorrow, we'll be visiting a park in East Charlotte, which has become something of an international hub. I hope you'll join us for that as our series, Politics in the Park, continues all this week here on WFAE.